Soy Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Judy Brown abrió el programa con ese decidido Ice Cream Man, pero The Ballad of Stagger Lee nos servirá para recomendar Mississippi John Hurt, His Life, His Times, His Blues, un libro que estudia en detalle la vida de esta leyenda del Delta.
Stagger Lee was a desperado. And you know, Stagger Lee, him and his partner, they robbed the coal mine one time. Get me right. All right, they go down the coal mine. The boys had got paid off having a little game. Money all over the floor. Stagger Lee and his partner got himself placed. And says, hey, boys. They said, yeah. So what if old Stagger Lee and them was walking here? One guy bit at the line had stole his studs and hat. And he thought everything was all right. Didn't make any difference if it was bit at the line. He picked up a .44. He says, ah. Says, Stagger Lee's gun won't shoot a bit harder than this. About this time, Stagger Lee's partner knocked his hat off with a bullet. See, he got his nerve, he dropped his gun. This guy, he has a wife and two children. He comes begging, please don't take my life. I got two little babies and a darling, loving wife. Oh, yeah? Another guy went to take it up, you see? See what I mean? He reached for his gun. Bullet sent it him right between the eyes. All right, that settled him. And when they got the money and was going on, Stag's partner was crying. He says, oh, you got weak. He said, no, I'm not weak. Yes, you are. Says, you're crying because you killed that man. He said, no. He said, I'm not crying because I killed that man. He said, yes, you are. I said, well, what are you crying about? He said, I missed my shot. hit him between the eyes, and he intended to hit him right in that right eye. Everybody but Cruel Stagger Lee, that bad man, oh Cruel Stagger Lee. Oh Stagger Lee, please don't take my life, says I got two little babies, darling, loving wife, that bad man, oh Cruel Stagger Lee. What I care about you two little babies, darling, loving wife, says you done stole my stuff and hat, I'm bound to take your life. He's a bad man, old Cruel Stagger Lee. Boom, 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 boom. What a 44, what a spied, old busy line. He's lying down in the floor, that bad man, old Cruel Stagger Lee. Gentlemen of the jury, what you think of that? Says Stagger Lee killed Big Lion by the $5 stiffen hat. He's a bad man, old Cruel Stagger Lee. Stagger Lee did curse. The judge said, let's kill him, or we kill some of us. He's a bad man, oh Cruel Stagger Lee. All glad to see him die. He's a bad man, old Cruel Stagger Lee. Standing on the gallows, head well high.
could be a long night. It might be a while before we see the light of day again. Tell me now, are you down? Are you down to do this thing? How strong is your faith? How deep's your belief? 'Cause it could be a long night. I mean, this could really knock some time off your clock. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing. Like a melting candle of pain, we're gonna need to burn away every little thing that no longer matters. Yeah, it could be a long night. I'm talking about your dignity. I'm talking about your safety. These are illusions, as you will see, long before we ever see the light. Everything you ever cared about, everything you thought you'd never doubt, all of this will be driven out. It could be a long night. A leviathan of authoritarianism we now face, my friends. There will be clouds of foreign entanglements and reams of alternative facts. Executive orders will be issued to round up the opposition. Smokestacks will be unplugged and toxic effluviants will again flow into our rivers and streams. Going up against such evil will call for a considerable measure of both physical and spiritual courage. So, get ready. 'Cause it could be a long night. I'm talking about your dignity. I'm talking about your safety. Yeah, these are illusions, as you will see, long before you ever see the light. Everything you ever cared about, everything you thought you'd never doubt, all of this will be driven out. Yes, it could be a long night. It could be a long night. A mighty long night. So you better hold on tight. It could be a long night.
Grant Peoples te acercó ese nocturno This Could Be a Long Night. Y antes de que Kendall Carson te lance el rural Yankee Boy, recuerda que el miércoles 14 tendremos dos actuaciones, empezando a las 9:30 con The Clerks en el Loco Club y continuando a las 11:55 con la Jam Black del Black Note Club. El viernes 16 a las 11, Dead Bronco, Billy Monkeys y Gato Mojado animarán el Wawa Club. El sábado 17 a las 11:55, The Bond Band arrancarán en el Black Note Club, mientras que el domingo 18 a las 7 empezará la jam session con Nasty Boogie en el Peter Rock. El lunes 19 a las 8:30, Julie Rose se dirigirá al Loco Club. Y para acabar, el martes 20 a las 11:59, Leandro and Friends actuarán en el Matisse Club. Todo ello en Valencia.
Drifted into Nashville, he showed up at Studio B, and they didn't want to like him, and Grady said, son, show me. So we picked up Grady's guitar, said, here's how my song should feel. Grady just smiled, said, I reckon you just closed the deal. Yankee boy, strap your guitar on. Glance to the red at the start of the second verse, and the Jordanaires went to humming like they've been rehearsed. And everybody listened as the kids' words fell like rain. Something about a Knoxville lady on a midnight. Guitar on. You got a way of putting some feelings in a country song. Who loved one another, but then the wife of one was the lover of the other's best friend. And everybody knew there was truth in what the new kid said. And the drummer did sweat, and the bassman's face turned red. Later, there was blood in the Nashville news. Music row murder leaves a bassman singing blues. And the witness said he turned when he heard the first bang bang, and saw a Mississippi queen falling from a Knoxville train. Boy, strap your guitar on. You got a way of putting some feelings in a country song. Yankee boy, strap your guitar on. You got a way of putting some feelings.
Steady western breeze, send these weary boys. back where they belong. Fill my wings, show me cottonwood trees, take me back to where it had begun.
Sorensen te apaciguó en Seasons, y ahora Soraya mezclará el blues y el techno en Blue Rose aquí, en UPV Radio y bluesenlasondas.net.
Thank you. Thank you.
Puertas and Mellow Tones te pusieron a tono en ese increíble One Mind Julep, tal como los Dark Meat te lanzarán un psicodélico When the Killers Came desde freemusicarchive.org.
Thank you.
funk y el jazz a partes iguales en Ruffles, pero Nick Steed te hará mover el esqueleto en Hot Shot Lady.
When you hear me moaning and groaning, baby, you know it hurts me deep down inside. Yes, when you hear me moaning and groaning, baby, oh, you know it hurts. hurts me deep down inside. Yes, when you hear me holler, baby, well, you know you're my desire.
Y antes de despedir este Blues en las Ondas, me gustaría recordar a una figura clave del Chicago Blues. Y es que Otis Rush nació el 29 de abril de 1935 en Filadelfia, Mississippi. Después de ver florecer la carrera de Muddy Waters, se traslada a Chicago en el 49. Del 56 al 58 graba para Cobra Records y lanza 8 singles colaborando con Ike Turner y Jody Williams. El primero, I Can't Quit You Baby, llega al número 6 de las listas de ventas. Además, en esta época crea dos grandes estándares del blues, Double Trouble y All Your Love. En el 60 pasa a trabajar con Chess Records, donde graba 8 canciones. 2 años después graba para Duke Records y en el 65 para Vanguard. Durante los 60, Otis toca por Estados Unidos y Europa, incluyendo el American Folk Blues Festival. En el 69 graba el disco Morning in the Morning, producido por Michael Bloomfield y Nick Gravenites. En el 71 graba uno de sus mejores discos, Right Place, Wrong Time, pero Capitol Records se niega a publicarlo, por lo que se lo compra y lo publica a él mismo en el 76. Por entonces graba para Delmar Records y en Europa para Sonnet Records, aunque al final de los 70 Otis deja de actuar y grabar. En el 84, Otis Rush es inducido en el Blues Hall of Fame, pero en el 85 vuelve con fuerza actuando por Estados Unidos y grabando un disco en directo en el San Francisco Blues Festival. En el 98 lanza Any Place I'm Going, con el que gana un Grammy al Mejor Álbum de Blues Tradicional. En 2002 participa en un disco homenaje a Bob Diddley, pero en 2003 sufre un derrame. Sin embargo, en 2015 Rolling Stone le declara como uno de los mejores guitarristas. En 2016 se deja ver en el Chicago Blues Festival. De hecho, Chicago celebra el 12 de junio como el día de Otis Rush. En 2018 la Jazz Foundation of America le concede el Lifetime Achievement Award. Y así, Otis Rush, una figura clave del Chicago Blues, murió el 29 de septiembre de 2018. Si bien este bluesman de los pies a la cabeza influenció a muchos otros, incluyendo a Michael Bloomfield, Peter Green y Eric Clapton.
Kiss and miss kisses. Oh, your love, I miss loving. All the kiss and miss kisses. Before I met you, baby, I didn't know what I was missing. All of our pretty baby, I haven't stirred. met you, baby, I didn't know what I was missing. All the love, pretty baby, I have in store for you.